Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, July 7th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, the new play Little Bear Ridge Road by Samuel D. Hunter is on its way to Broadway. It received its world premiere last year at the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, where it was strongly reviewed. This will mark Hunter's Broadway debut. Set in suburban Idaho, Little Bear Ridge Road follows an estranged aunt and nephew who reunite following the death of a loved one. The full onstage cast from the Steppenwolf production will be making the New York transfer: Laurie Metcalf, Micah Stock, John Dre, and Megan Jarakis. Metcalf is a two-time Tony winner who was last seen in 2023 in Grey House. Stock was last on Broadway in 2016's The Front Page. Dre and Jarakis will also be making their Broadway debuts. Joe Mantello directs, and perhaps most notably, and as previously announced, the show marks the Broadway return of lead producer Scott Rudin, 4 years after a Hollywood Reporter expose called him out for abusive behavior towards his assistants in years past. He has since publicly apologized and taken the last few years to self-reflect. Rudin co-produces Little Bear Ridge Road with Barry Diller. The play is set to begin previews October 7th, with an opening night scheduled for October 30th. It will run through February 8th at the Booth Theater, which is currently the home of John Proctor is the Villain. Tickets will go on sale in the coming days. And finally today, a couple of scheduling updates. Montego Glover will be staying with the company of Gypsy all summer long. Starting July 20th, she will go on for Rose on Sunday matinees until August 31st. Last week, Glover played a short stint in the role, covering for star Audra McDonald as she took a pre-planned vacation. McDonald is cutting back on her workload a bit post-Tony Awards. Gypsy continues its run at the Majestic Theater. And newly healed from a vocal injury, Megan Hilty will be returning to Death Becomes Her this week. She, too, is on a reduced workload for a bit as she works her way back up. This week and the next, she will not be performing Tuesday evening and the matinees on Wednesday and Saturday. Her first performance back will be the 7:30 evening performance on July 9th. The information comes from Death Becomes Her's official ticketing source, Broadway Direct. The hit musical continues at the Lunt Fontan Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.